Over the years here in Hawaii, we've seen the community of Micronesians grow. The clamor has also grown louder about federal reimbursements to communities like Hawaii, Guam, and Arkansas, which also has a large population of Micronesians. Today, HBR's Kuvehi Reishi joins us live with more on a looming deadline that stands to affect health care for three island nations. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. We had a gathering last week. A lot of the health officials from the Federated States of Micronesia, the Republics of Palau, and the Marshall Islands all met to discuss the future. So we're looking at those nations are looking at a 2023, so 5 years from now, deadline to the end of economic assistance under what's called the Compact of Free Association, or COFA. And so this is, for those who are not familiar, 3-decades-long agreement where those Pacific Island nations receive visa-free migration, which is what you were talking about. We've seen an influx of a lot of Micronesians, Palau and Marshallese, coming to Hawaii. So visa-free migration, and also this economic assistance while we have a big U.S. military presence there and sort of control over that North Pacific region. So that's that basis of COFA. But in 5 years, the economic portion, assistance portion, will end. And what has happened over these past 3 decades, what we've seen is the health systems in these particular health budgets, I should say, in these countries have become almost completely dependent on U.S. funds for their health systems. So, for example, in Micronesia, 95% of the health budget there is dependent on U.S. funding, either under the compact or through other departmental federal funding. And so as they look at this 5-year deadline, they're trying to figure out, okay, are we going to be able to keep the same level of funding? Are we going to be able to transition? How do we do this? So that was part of the discussion that we heard this past weekend. Now, they have been setting aside some of that compact funding into a trust fund to get ready for, to get ready for that 2023 deadline. But there's still a lot of questions. So at this conference, Princeton University grad students studying sort of the mechanics of this funding, Alex Wheatley, sort of gave us some idea of some of those questions.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty about what is going to happen in 2023. It's planned to be a shift in modality of funding. So the funds are there, they're switching to a trust fund, but will it really replenish the amount of funding? How long will it last? Those are the sorts of questions, and it's hard to plan in the face of so much uncertainty. But right now, heavy dependence on external financiers is not sustainable.
Right. So self-sufficiency and independence for these countries have long sort of been the goal of this compact, at least in theory. But in practice, a lot of these funds have just become, these governments have been used to having that to pay for operations and not so much to invest in infrastructure or what is needed for the long term. And for those who aren't familiar with sort of the military background to this relationship with these countries, now these countries were used for a nuclear bombing test back during World War II, and Minister of Health of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Kalani Kaneko, kind of gives us a little bit about the impact that his country has seen through that.
Well, I think, a lot of people might misunderstand, the contribution and sacrifices that the citizens of the Marshall Islands have taken. The bigger picture, we look at the nuclear legacy, all the nuclear testing that happened. There were more than 50 bombs, nuclear bombs, that were dropped in the Marshall Islands. And the nuclear legacy left us with many diseases that we cannot even explain. So having the health care assistance from the U.S., it's not just going to help us, but I think it'll do some justice for the victims of the nuclear testing.
That's right. So also, in this 5 years that they have left, they're sort of working on what can I do? Where can we find funds? How do we kind of bring down our dependence on U.S. funding? And so they've all got very different. These are really small atolls, not a lot of in terms of resources to use as an economic base. So there's not a lot that they can kind of work on or build up to become more economically self-sustaining.
Yeah, and a lot of the patients come here and are seen at Tripler.
Exactly, exactly. So a lot of the push for sort of migrating out of these places is for better healthcare, better education. And so the hope is by becoming more self-sustaining back home, they can keep their population at home. So Dr. Myas Roberts, Minister of Health in Palau, kind of gave us a rundown of what Palau is doing to become more independent.
You know, in Palau, we've been a little bit innovative in a way that, you know, we're starting to raise some taxes, SIN taxes, and shift some of that to health to address some of the shortfalls. The other thing we have done is we developed a national health insurance, which is a 5% tax for the population, all working people. And it's a 2.5% tax from the employer and a 2.5% tax from the employee. In a way, you know, we're doing these little things to prepare us for the time when, you know, the Compact of Free Association funding stops.
That's right. So we've seen a lot of U.S. agencies sort of gradually pulling out. So U.S. Peace Corps has been pulling out, FEMA's pulled out, the post office out of their presence is sort of beginning to diminish as we get towards that 2023 deadline. But the military component or military presence in the Pacific will continue beyond 2023. Also, the visa-free migration, which we're seeing, is going to continue into perpetuity as well.
Yeah, it's just so interesting because you got all the political developments with the China, you know, in that area.
Exactly. And that's what they're saying is as the U.S. is sort of phasing out its presence, these countries have seen a lot of investment from both Chinese and Taiwanese governments into sort of investing in health. It's a really interesting sort of, yeah, geopolitical dynamic.
Right, but very scary for those island nations because they've been so dependent on the U.S. for so long.
Exactly, and then it might just be a vacuum for some other government to come in and still be equally as dependent on them as well.
Yeah, really something to watch. So I'm glad you're on it.
Yes.
All right, Kuvehi Hiraishi, talking about a very important deadline that is looming for Pacific Island nations in Micronesia under the Compact of Free Association.